This goes to Dr. Helder, H-E-L-D-E-R, fax 616-754-3828, regarding Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E, Sinclair, S-I-N-C-L-A-I-R, date of birth 10/29 of 1963. Dear Dr. Helder, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Sinclair with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was January 6th of this year. He did have some labs at the end of June, on June 26th, and his creatinine was markedly higher than usual, 2.39. That was rechecked, and that the GFR was 30. That was rechecked on June 30th, and it was 2.29, and the GFR was 32 at that point. The patient states that within a day or two after those labs were drawn, he went into the emergency room at Greenville. He had severe dizziness, back pain, and a lot of swelling in the lower extremities, and his blood pressure was very high. They were able to get it down with medications, and they increased his Lasix from 60 milligram daily to 80 milligram daily. He's supposed to stay on that until he has a follow-up visit with you. He is feeling somewhat better, but he's still having back pain and also fatigue. We were unable to get the records from the Greenville ER visit, but we will request them, and he signed a release, and so hopefully we'll get them within a day or two for further review. And his weight is down 10 pounds since his last visit. He has not had any nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no current chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic dyspnea on exertion that is slightly worse recently, and the edema was much worse prior to increasing the Lasix dose. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, in addition to the increased Lasix, he's on Januvia, 100 milligram daily, metoprolol, 25 milligram daily, Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily, Miralax as needed. He uses morphine, 15 milligram three times a day for pain, and has Narcan nasal spray if that he becomes too sedated. Gabapentin is 100 milligram three times a day. And he's also on Ranexa, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, weight 230 pounds, pulse 68, and blood pressure is 114 over 64. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. And extremities, he has a trace of ankle and pedal edema bilaterally. And labs, the most recent lab studies we have are the ones from June 30th, 2025, with the creatinine of 2.29 and the GFR of 32. Sodium 141, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 22. And calcium was 8.7, albumin 4.1. The liver enzymes were normal. And our last, albumin 4.1, if I didn't say that. And then intact parathyroid hormone is 72.6. Hemoglobin is 10.3 with the normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with a decrease in kidney function starting June 26th, which has not recovered yet. And he also had the increased edema requiring more Lasix, and he's had recent CAT scans in the Greenville ER with contrast to check for kidney stones, which reportedly were negative. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy. We will request those records from Greenville, and we've asked him to repeat our labs the first week of August. We can do them monthly if we need to. If they do return to baseline, we'll do them every 3 months thereafter. So next labs will determine how often we need to continue to monitor the labs. He will continue to follow up with you and with the cardiologist. No medication changes would be recommended at this point. The edema is improved, although he's still quite fatigued and still has the back pain of unknown etiology. But we are going to schedule a follow-up visit with him in this practice in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.